Joanna Shockett, 26, February 8th, 2009, Los Angeles, California. We're friends and we're fellows in the Newground program together.
My name is Sarah Kilman, and I'm 24. Today's February 8th, 2009. We're in Los Angeles, California, and Joanna is my friend slash Newground fellow. I think we got put together in this one because we both have similar views about our identities with Judaism. We have sort of similar experiences with how we view ourselves as Jews.
We're both halfies.
Yeah, we're both halfies. Who's Jewish in your family?
My father's Jewish. What about you?
My father also is Jewish. And has anyone ever questioned the validity of your claim to the Jewish, religion?
I don't feel like I've been purposely singled out and excluded, but it's something I feel very aware of in my conflicting commitment to Judaism.
Right.
In terms of, I know that by the book, I don't count. Right. As a Jew. I remember I went on a Birthright Israel trip, and it was very clear the right of return,
right,
and how all Jews by default have,
right,
Israeli citizenship should they want it. It's like, well, not me. I know, because you would say I don't count because my mom's not Jewish. And I also remember my brother's a few years older, and when he went to college, he's much more committed to Judaism in terms of practicing, mm-hmm, the religion. And he was on the East Coast around a lot more conservative Jews, and he wound up going through an official conversion process so he could be
part
of a minyan and pray. And I think I got from him that was in his most, I don't know, far right, mm-hmm, phase, him saying, you know, you don't count either. If you ever wanted to, you need to do this. And thinking, don't tell me what to do. And I'm going to pose the same question back to you. Your father's Jewish and your mom's Japanese, right?
Yeah. I think because my parents really consciously wanted me to feel like I was in this new age, inclusive, racially, religiously harmonized environment. They sent me to a Reform synagogue, and my dad isn't very religious. So to him, Reform is the way to go. And when I was in Sunday school, I definitely felt weird. And I think it was also because the way I looked. I think a lot of people assumed that I was adopted.
Hmm.
And they would ask me, are you adopted? Are you Chinese? And I'm neither, which is fine. But as a kid, you know, having to build up a sort of defensive armor around your claim to an identity it's a rough process because you always feel like you're backed into a corner. You know, from the earliest times that I learned about Judaism, I was always wondering, okay, but what about me? You know, is there an asterisk that says, except for Sarah? Okay, now we will all go into temple and pray together, except for Sarah. She can't touch the Torah. But, you know, ultimately, I had a bat mitzvah. I went through the confirmation ceremony, and I never converted. And it wasn't until recently that I started to consider what the implications of that meant. And it coincided with the fact that I was a Newground. And I felt like, kind of like you, that I walked into a room of very religious Jews and very religious Muslims. And I was kind of posing as someone who would say, me too. I belong here too. I have something to say. And I think ultimately the fact that Newground, which taught all of us a lot of really interesting listening skills and speaking skills, happened at the same time as a lot of my identity issues in trying to find solutions to how Hanan and I are going to get married. I think that brought out sort of the crux of the issue of,
mm-hmm,
do I consider myself Jewish and why, and who is it good enough for, who is it not good enough for, and what do I think about that? Because up until now, I'd always said, screw it, I don't care. I don't care what other people think of,
mm-hmm,
me, because that's the only way you can defend yourself against it when you're a kid. But when you grow up, you know, you start to realize that the people that you're defending yourself against may end up being your friends, may end up being,
mm-hmm,
your future husband, or in the case of Newground, you know, your fellows,
yeah,
people that you trust and that you open up to and spend time with. And to this day, I still feel very self-conscious around some of the more conservatively oriented members of the group when we talk about identity and stuff like that. I mean, I know some of our group members are, you know, just on a different level than I am when it comes to being religious and knowing the Torah and having lived in Israel and speaking Hebrew. And for a while, I always thought those were the marks of who was a real Jew.
Yeah.
And I think Newground definitely helped me understand that that may not be the case.